For my navigation students, I have prepared a text about the routine day of a third officer on the ship. I suggest students listen to this text several times and retell it in English. A third officer on a tanker has a very busy and important job. His day starts early, usually around 7:30 a.m. He wakes up, gets dressed in his uniform, and heads to the mess hall for breakfast. Breakfast is important because he needs energy for the long day ahead. By 8 a.m., the third officer goes to the bridge. The bridge is like the control center of the ship. Here, he takes over from the night watch officer. The night watch officer tells him all the important things that happened during the night. The third officer listens carefully and takes notes. He checks the ship's instruments, like the radar, ECTIS, and other navigation equipment, to make sure everything is working fine. He takes over the watch according to the checklist. Once he has taken over, the third officer starts his watch. This watch lasts until 12 p.m. During this time, he makes sure the ship is on the right course. He checks the ship's speed and position. He also keeps an eye out for any other ships or obstacles. The third officer writes down important details in the ship's logbook. This includes the ship's position, the weather conditions, and any events that happened during his watch. At 12 p.m., another officer comes to take over, and it's time for lunch. The third officer goes to the mess hall to eat. Lunch is a good time to relax and talk with other crew members. After lunch, the third officer might have a little free time. He can use this time to rest, read a book, or call his family if there is internet or a satellite phone. In the afternoon, the third officer has other duties. He checks the safety equipment like lifeboats, life jackets, and fire extinguishers. He makes sure everything is in good condition. He also does maintenance checks around the ship to see if there are any problems that need fixing. If the tanker is loading or unloading cargo, the third officer helps with that too. He makes sure everything is done safely. At around 8 p.m., the third officer goes back to the bridge for another watch. This watch lasts until 12 a.m. During this time, he performs similar tasks. He keeps an eye on the ship's course and speed. He watches for other ships and obstacles. He updates the logbook with any new information. He communicates with other crew members to make sure everything is going smoothly. Dinner time is around 12 a.m. After his watch, the third officer goes to the mess hall to eat dinner. Then, he goes to his cabin to sleep. He needs to get a good night's sleep because he has to wake up early the next day and do it all over again. Responsibilities of a third officer. 1. Navigation watch. The third officer is responsible for keeping a safe navigational watch, monitoring the ship's course, speed, and position, and ensuring the ship is on the right track and away from dangers. 2. Safety equipment. They regularly check and maintain life-saving and firefighting equipment, ensuring everything is in good working condition. 3. Cargo operations. If the tanker is loading or unloading cargo, the third officer assists and ensures safe and efficient handling. 4. Logbook maintenance. They record vital data in the ship's logbook, including the ship's position, weather conditions, and any significant events during their watch. 5. Communication. They communicate effectively with the captain, other officers, and the crew to maintain smooth operations on the ship. The job of a third officer on a tanker is tough but important. They play a key role in making sure the ship runs smoothly and safely. Every day is a bit different, and there are always challenges to face, but it's a rewarding job for those who love the sea.